Left-wing Democrats have been having a moment this election year, beating moderates in high-profile primaries for the U.S. Senate, House, and big city mayorships. President Donald Trump has seized the opportunity to call Democrats communists who want to destroy the American way of life. Wisconsin appeared poised to join the club, with Francesca Hong, a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, polling well ahead of the establishment-backed David Crowley in Tuesday's Democratic primary for governor. Lo and behold, she lost. The polls were off. But the outcome may also speak to a successful learning curve by mainstream Democrats as they emphasize electability in their pitch to voters. Go to csmonitor.com to read my story. It's Thursday, August 13th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The United States military will completely withdraw from Iraq by September 30th. The U.S. has maintained a military presence in the country ever since invading it in 2003 and deposing its former president, Saddam Hussein. On Monday, the U.S. Central Command leader, Admiral Brad Cooper, met with Iraqi Prime Minister Ali al-Zaidi to formalize the exit. The U.S. military hasn't revealed how many of its troops are still in the country. Some had been stationed in bases in the Kurdish region to the north that have come under attack since the start of the U.S.-Iran war in February. A former official for the Southern Poverty Law Center has been charged with fraud. Heidi Byrick, an expert on extremists in America and Europe and a former chief financial officer for the nonprofit, was arrested Wednesday as part of the Department of Justice's investigation into whether the SPLC funneled funds to paid informants in white supremacist groups. At issue is whether the alleged payments defrauded donors to the SPLC. The indictment alleged that the defendant was involved in a scheme associated with fictitious entities and included alleged false representations about the use of money. The Justice Department served the SPLC with an 11-charge indictment in April. Also, archaeologists discovered a couple of miles of hidden roads in Machu Picchu in Peru. The previously undiscovered roads to the citadel in the Andes Mountains were found using LIDAR, light detection and ranging technology, that can see through the cloud forest. The newly discovered roads show how Machu Picchu wasn't an isolated site, but had been connected to other structures in the area. The roughly 1.5 miles of roads appear to have been built by Incas, but an international team of archaeologists is still determining the date. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. The AI boom is proving complicated for everyday Americans. It's raising the cost of living and stopping the Fed from lowering interest rates. It is making some things faster and easier, but it is also changing how we live. Lauren Belsey reports for The Monitor. For decades, what distinguished the Israeli left were its calls to negotiate with the Palestinians and for two independent states living in peace. But as it campaigns for national elections, the first since Hamas's October 7th attack, the peace process is not on the agenda. Contributor Shoshana Solomon and staff writer Dina Kraft report from Tel Aviv, Israel, for The Monitor. The relationship between Russia and post-Soviet states in Central Asia is changing, so much so that some have felt emboldened to challenge Russia over its war in Ukraine. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for The Monitor. U.S. community college students sometimes face obstacles to finishing degrees, including credit transfer rules and tuition costs. Some overseas schools are drawing them by offering savings, as well as the study abroad experience. iReporter reports for The Monitor. Parent groups across the country are pressuring schools to rethink the rapid advancement of technology in the classroom due to concerns over the impact of rising screen time on student development. Contributor Stephanie Cook Broadhurst reports from Evanston, Illinois, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on a Mideast beacon for the sanctity of life. Change in the Middle East often comes more from violence than from virtue. So on Tuesday, when Lebanon's parliament abolished the death penalty, the first country in the region to do so, the action could allow the tiny Mediterranean nation to set an example by its commitment to the right to life. Lebanon is regaining its pioneering role in the region as a defender of human rights, Justice Minister Adel Nasser said after the vote, adding that lawmakers chose to combat murder rather than resort to capital punishment. At the least, Lebanon's moral courage marks a sharp contrast to much of the Middle East. Last year, Iran more than doubled its executions, while Israel, whose last judicial execution was that of Adolf Eichmann in 1962, approved hanging for those convicted of killing with the intent to deny the existence of the State of Israel, which appears targeted only at Palestinians. In June, Jordan resumed executions, carrying out its first since 2017. In Yemen and Saudi Arabia, the practice continues apace. Lebanon's last execution was 22 years ago, but courts have continued to issue dozens of death sentences. What helped lawmakers decide to officially end capital punishment was a new willingness to stand up to Hezbollah. The elected representatives of the powerful Iran-backed militant group opposed the measure. The group has been weakened after its 2023 attacks on Israel that resulted in a military pounding by the Jewish state on the group's positions in southern Lebanon. Yet a public shift against the death penalty began more than a quarter century ago, following Lebanon's 1975 through 1990 civil war. Abolitionists worked hard to persuade lawmakers one by one, arguing that capital punishment is plagued with arbitrariness, prejudice, and error, as one activist put it. About three-quarters of the world's nations have abolished the death penalty in law or practice. Lebanon has become the 129th, taking a stand even as it endures a war within its borders and the Middle East awaits an end to the Iran-American conflict. There might be no better time to assert the sanctity of life. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how harmony and healing come naturally as we understand that we reflect the perfection of God, soul. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/CS Perspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton, Mackenzie Farkas, and Emily Staunton.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.